Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution of the United States of America, to use the checks and balances that made America great, where we, the people, are in charge and jealously guard our liberties as we delegate limited authority to all those who serve us. And best of all, we can do so peacefully using the great restoration of America, the tried and true principles our founding fathers fought, bled, and died for as the solution. We don't need a revolution. We want a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. So we talked to James Edwards about race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America. We mentioned his website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Great, great broadcaster. Great talk show host, great author, dear friend. We talked about how Hispanics may now be the states of Texas, the largest demographic group now, census data shows. So the white replacement is happening. It's not a theory. Illegals flown to Massachusetts now are filing a class action lawsuit against DeSantis. Democrats are claiming that DeSantis is illegally trafficking humans. Well, if DeSantis moved them from Florida or Texas to Martha's Vineyard, and then they moved them from Martha's Vineyard to somewhere else, they're guilty of trafficking too. But Ron DeSantis highlights that all the illegals literally signed consent forms, and they were literally voluntarily taken there with consent forms on file. They gave them maps and phone numbers because, remember, Martha's Vineyard, Sanctuary City, hey, they should get help there, right? Anyway, bottom line is a Venezuelan illegal who just came across the border said, hey, man, mass migration will bring chaos to the United States. He says, I want the United States as a bridge to somewhere else, but I'm telling you, chaos is coming, and this country will collapse if we keep embracing this ideology of illegals can just come in and there's no law in America, there's no border, etc., etc., etc. Texas Senator Ted Cruz doubling down and saying, hey, Joe Biden's border policies lead to modern-day human slavery. He talks about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of women and children who are raped and sexually abused and trafficked and violently raped by human traffickers. If you go down to the border, you can talk to ranchers. They'll show you dead people on their land day after day after day. The mainstream press not caring about any of that. But videos are showing that, you know what? The New Yorkers love illegals, just not in their city, is the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, now these companies are vowing to hire 22,000 refugees, and the Chinese takeover of our land, farmland right by military bases, is happening. In 2010, the communist Chinese owned $81 million worth of U.S. farmland. Fast forward to 2020, now it's $1.3 billion. The central bank is going to be rising interest rates. How much? Time will tell, but it's going to absolutely cripple the economy and foment a recession, possibly even a depression. Fauci and Biden at war with one another about whether the pandemic has ended or not. I like to tell you the truth and tell you that, hey, we never had a pandemic in the first place. It was a lie by Biden then. It was a lie by Trump then. It's a lie by Fauci then and now. They're all lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. We've never had a pandemic. It isn't true. And most of the people that died from COVID were because, hey, look, oxygen was needed for a lot of people to be able to breathe. And you know what? They had it as a controlled substance. You couldn't get drugs, medications that would help you. You basically had to go home and wait to die or wait to get over it. And if it got too bad, hey, go to the hospital. Then they claimed the hospitals were overwhelmed. They lied again. They put up a big old hospital, ocean, I don't know what you want to call it, ship hospital or whatever. They eventually took that down because it wasn't needed. They lied. Now evidence is coming out about the bioweapon. First released on the American people as the illness, quote, COVID. And then the bioweapon, the vaccine, to supposedly be the anecdote. Both of them are bioweapons. Both of them increase spike proteins in your body and wreak havoc. They make you sick and kill you. Evidence is coming out every day to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, Fauci and Biden are going to just argue about whether the cocoa pandemic is over or not, wasting everyone's time. Meanwhile, though, the economy is in serious trouble, folks, and they're going to be rising interest rates, adding insult to injury already. It turns out that while the these big companies are going to be hiring 22,000+ refugees, all these companies are now literally laying people off. The Gap will now eliminate nearly 500 corporate jobs, joining other struggling retailers as the industry sees a post-pandemic slump, is what they're calling it. Well, in the pandemic, they literally locked us all down. It was more than a slump then. Now it's a post-pandemic slump as everybody battles high inflation. Not only does the Gap's cut hurt, but it follows a string of corporate layoffs across all sectors of the economy, ladies and gentlemen. 7-Eleven cut 880 corporate employees. Online retailer Shopify laid off around 1,000 employees. Walmart let go of 200 corporate employees. And Ford announced plans to let go nearly 2,000 white-collar workers. Wow. Now, Goldman Sachs is expected to fire around 500 employees as well this fall. Corporate layoffs in the retail sector have been attributed to slowing retail sales as inflation pressures continue to mount and consumers continue to focus on necessities and less on non-essential items, leading to backlogs in unsold inventory, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. So we've got a problem on our hands, I'm telling you right now. We have got an economic problem on our hands like you haven't seen before. This is serious. And now the Fed raises interest rates 3/4 to possibly a point. This is huge, folks. And, you know, some are saying there's going to be a recession, possibly a depression at the latter half of 2022 or Christmas time. Others are predicting that, you know, September 24th or 25th will bring unprecedented economic turmoil and changes. Others saying, wait till an October surprise. Others are saying Democrats in the deep state must do something economically before the elections. Folks, this is all disaster. And you can expect it to get much, much, much worse. I hate to say it, but it will. All right. I don't know what to think about this, but in America, we're in trouble. And what they're going to want to do is use this to what? Let the Republicans sweep into power. Do you have confidence, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, the Republicans will do much better? See, I don't know that I think that. Right. But it's affecting all sectors of the economy. Now, I remember when we told everybody that it was going to be a concern about this inflation, we highlighted to you at the time that it's going to be persistent because they are manipulating fake money, dishonest fiat money. And Joe Biden and all those clowns, all those economists told you, no, it's transitory inflation. Don't worry. It'll only be here temporarily, not very long. Now they've lost that, quote, high ground. The narrative is too obvious. They can't claim that anymore. When you have folks like Goldman Sachs laying off like 500 people, why would Goldman Sachs be laying off people, right? Shopify, they're supposed to be a digital, you know, what, high tech is going to save us? They're laying off 1,000. Ford laying off workers too. Wait a minute, we need cars, don't we? Haven't we heard there's just not enough vehicles? Well, the problem is because of the supply chain, they can't even finish the vehicles they've got half made. So there you have it. But you know what? Don't worry. Don't worry, man. Your mainstream press and your government has your back, ladies and gentlemen. They've got this covered just for you. Listen to this one. Panel now recommends an anxiety screening for all Americans under 65. This same panel made a similar recommendation for teenagers and children earlier this year. So now they want everybody under 65 to take an anxiety screening. You say, what the heck is that? They say the guidance comes as Americans are coping with illness, isolation, and loss from the pandemic, as well as other stressors such as inflation and rising crime. A panel of medical experts on Tuesday recommended for the first time that doctors screen all patients under 65 for anxiety. They say that's guidance that highlights the extraordinary stress levels that have plagued the United States since the start of the pandemic. The advisory group is called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Let me get this right again. I'd never heard of this government agency. Have you? The advisory group is called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Do we want one of these? They say the guidance was intended to help prevent mental illness from going undetected and untreated oftentimes for years, possibly even decades. Let's talk about this more in seconds on your radio. I'm Sam Bushman.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the economy is in turmoil. COVID, communists, the border, all this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now your government wants to help you there. Yeah, there's all kinds of layoffs, but now your government wants to recommend an anxiety screening for everybody under 65. The advisory group is called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. It's a panel that's appointed by the arm of the Department of Homeland Security, and they say they've been preparing this guidance, listen, since before the pandemic. Now that's interesting, because they claim the pandemic is the biggest reason they need this, but they admit in the article that they were planning this guidance and working on this before the pandemic. They say the recommendations come at a time of critical need, said Dr. Lori Burt, a clinical psychologist. She's also a professor at the University of Massachusetts, and she serves on the task force, so she's obviously for this. Americans have been reporting what they call, they call it outsized anxiety levels, so just huge anxiety levels, in response to what they call a confluence of stressors, including inflation, crime rates, fear of illness, and loss of loved ones because of the pandemic. It's a crisis in this country, Dr. Burt said. Our only hope is that our recommendations throw a spotlight on the need to create greater access to mental health care. And we need to do so urgently, they say. From August 2020 to February 21, I guess the percentage of adults with recent symptoms of what they call anxiety or, quote, depressive disorder, believe it or not, increased to 41.5%, up from 36.4%. That's according to one study cited by the task force. This is just scary stuff, folks. They say the guidance was issued in draft form, and the panel will finalize their recommendations in the final months after reviewing what they say, after reviewing public comments. While the panel, they say, recommendations are not compulsory, very interesting choice of words, they heavily influence the standard of care among primary physicians across the country. Wow. They say that this guidance will be useful only if they lead patients to effective solutions. All right. Now listen carefully. They say at a time when the country is short on mental health resources at all levels, psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists, they say that's a real concern. But they say, listen, a standardized screening, ladies and gentlemen, is only the first step of diagnosis, right? Think about that. So they say psychologists are pleased and psychiatrists are pleased with the attention on mental health, but they want you to know that a standardized screening is only the first step towards a diagnosis. And they say that providers will need to guard against assuming that a positive screening means a mental disorder. It might not be a clinical disorder, even though the screening shows positive. For many Americans, it just highlights a temporary period of stress, and they may just need extra support. We have people that are suffering who shouldn't be. That's a problem, but we don't want to over-medicate either. They say this, and here's what's very scary indeed. Listen to me carefully, folks. Here it is. The recommendations, quote, positive screening results would lead to additional assessments at the provider's discretion, and they'll take into account factors such as extra responsibilities, what you've got going on in your life. They have a ranging checklist. Now, then they go on and they talk about people of color and how they're underrepresented in the research and da-da-da-da-da. Now, there you have it. They lack evidence on whether this will help prevent suicide. They lack evidence on really the bottom line with this whole thing. They lack evidence. But folks, I have some questions. I have some serious questions that we must discuss relating to this whole plan. Panel recommends anxiety screening for all Americans under 65. They made a similar recommendation for teenagers and children earlier this year. Now, they say they've been working on this since before COVID. But then they say COVID's a great reason that it's needed. Very interesting set of circumstances. But here are my questions. How do you determine if somebody's mentally ill? How do you determine if somebody's anxiety or their stress factors are too great, creating mental illness or creating an inappropriate or inability to respond appropriately, right? Who's going to decide the factors and who's going to put together the criteria to make up what we're going to have here? Let me give you an example. If you believe in Christ, let me say that again. If you believe in Christ, is that a positive or a negative towards stable and good mental health or unstable and bad mental health? Yeah, good questions, huh? All right, let's take another question. What about if you believe that there's only two genders? You know, male and female created them as God Almighty taught us. Is that a negative or a positive on a mental scan? What if you don't believe in the pandemic? You're like me and you believe that, yes, people are sick, but it was intentional by your government and it was intentional around the world to destroy liberty. And so you don't, but then they'll say you're a pandemic denier. Is that good or bad? What if you believe in traditional marriage? One man, one woman, God ordained, meant to be together forever. The two shall become one. And then what if you believe furthermore that they ought to bring children into the world? You know, have babies and such. That the family is ordained of God and the traditional family is the fundamental unit of society. Will that be a positive or a negative on your mental health evaluation? The anxiety screening, right? What will be the criteria for this thing? And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, Sam, you're just kind of digging into it too much. No, I'm not. Who will decide the criteria? Who will decide what constitutes stable, good mental health and what constitutes a positive anxiety? See, anxiety is something that's very, very subjective, very hard to get a handle on it. How do you measure anxiety? Well, Sam, if your pulse is racing and if your hands are sweaty, your anxiety is up. Okay. Will they be doing vital signs to determine some of that? What if I've got anxiety being forced to take an anxiety test? What if I believe that the anxiety test is really designed to determine my obedience to the deep state? And the further I am from the deep state in ideological beliefs or fundamental understanding, or the less likely I will get a good score or a favorable negative response to the anxiety test. Right? The problem with this, folks, is not only who will decide all this, how they'll, you know, set the standards of a negative, a good, you know, you're managing things well in your life or you've got a mental problem, will be the deep state will decide that, right? The psychologists, the psychiatrists, the Fauci types, so to speak, right? And the Fauci types, they're not going to do anything the way I would do it, all right? But what could happen next? In other words, let's say we say, oh, an anxiety test, not so bad. What will they do with the anxiety test next, and who will decide how, what, where? Let's talk about this in more detail. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Three migrants from Venezuela, represented by Lawyers for Civil Rights. That's a Boston-based organization. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Bell's cause of death in an autopsy report. Bell OD'd on fentanyl. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize, as Moscow forces have seen major losses on the battlefield in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on President Putin again saying he may use nuclear weapons.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
President Biden will argue at the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a redoubled effort to take Ukraine, calling up about 300,000 people. NASA is conducting a crucial fueling test of its Artemis 1 moon rocket this morning. Technicians began loading liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen propellants last hour. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious, right? This is serious indeed, because look, what do you think the inflation rate is in America? They claim that we might have stress. We might have anxiety over the inflation, right? That's one of them, not to mention COVID and everything else. But the government says it's 8.5% inflation. But if you count inflation the same way the government did in 1980, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually closer to 17.1%, right? The impact on the average retiree is not just dramatic, it's shocking. For each percentage increase in the inflation rate, the average retiree loses over $34,000 in purchasing power. So even if the government's estimate was accurate, ladies and gentlemen, we'd be talking about a loss of $292,000 on the average per retiree. But the loss, if you look at the inflation rate that we're calling it of 17% at least, it's over $584,000. This is no longer just a prediction of what might happen someday, but it's the future is now. It's happening right now as we speak, and it's getting worse by the day. Now, that's just one facet of what we're talking about here. So the question is, hey, how are we going to gauge all this? Who's going to be the one to decide that Sam's too stressed because of the economy or because of inflation or because of this or that or whatever? Now, what this is all, in my opinion, focusing on or going to highlight, they're going to back this mental state, if you will. This test they want you to do called an anxiety test. It's all going to come down to eventually controlling what that test relates to and includes. Your mental if, or your not mental if. And over time, they will back more and more and more agenda-driven manipulation of this test. So they'll say, hey, you know what? Believing in transgender and gender identification at will is normal. And the two gender idea is backward science. You think the world's flat or something. And if you believe in having children, you know what? You're a harm to the environment, to the earth. If you stand up and speak out against something, you must have a social mental problem because of your increased anxiety. So, ladies and gentlemen, what they're going to do is they're going to make this an ESG-driven mental anxiety test. What do I mean? ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. They've got an overview and framework for this whole thing, folks. And the Chinese, the communists, have been highlighting this for quite some time. In China, they have a ESG score. How well do you do on the environment? How well do you do on the social? And how well do you do with letting the government govern you? Are you one of those global warming deniers? Is that what you are? Are you one of those birthers that believe that Barack's birth certificate was a forgery? Hey, are you one of those election deniers? One of those people that believe there's like vote fraud or something? Are you, and we go on and on and on, and look, what will drive this is this ESG quotient. Environmental, are you behaving environmentally? Are you being responsible environmentally? Because if you'd get on the right program, you wouldn't be near as stressed, don't you know? Now, the social score is a real question. Socially, what do we agree with? Are you putting your God as your guide? See, that's problematic. That can be really offensive to others, and no wonder your stress is through the roof. You don't believe in all this environmental stuff. You socially are out of step with everybody else, and you're not adhering to appropriate governance. You, my friend, have a very low ESG score. We're going to merge the credit score into being part of this ESG score, which is going to be part of the mental health evaluation, don't you know? And now when I bring this up, then what the liberals will do, the extremists will do, the deep state will do, the enemies of liberty will do, is they will attack the messenger. So here's what they'll say. Instead of debating me on the ESG facts, instead of debating me on the debate regarding who will control these mental health evaluations that determine if you've got a positive problem with stress or anxiety, etc., right? The real question is going to be they're going to attack the messenger. They're going to say, Sam Bushman, you, my friend, are a conspiracy theorist, racist, whatever. And so now the discussion isn't on the facts about this anxiety screening and who will set the standards and who will set what's favorable and not favorable. And it'll be Sam's a conspiracy theorist because he believes that ESG is going to control this, right? That's where they're headed with this thing. I kid you not. That's where they're going with this thing. But the problem is, folks, that's not what the discussion really is. That's not what we're really talking about. They are talking about a different plan. And they want to get on the front end of this by acting like they care for you. Let's get you a mental health evaluation. Because, you know, if you're over anxiety, you know what? We can bring you back to an okay citizen. You probably need counseling. You probably need medication, really preferably a combination thereof. Yeah, that's where they're headed with all this, folks. It is shocking. It is scary. It is unacceptable, ladies and gentlemen. But that's where your Department of Homeland Security and your advisory group or U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, a panel appointed by the arm of the Department of what? Homeland Security? Department of Health and Human Services? What's that? AHS? The Department of Health and Human Services? All right. HHS, is that what they call it? Health and Human Services? That's the problem. These people are going to decide for you. And if I bring up the inflation, they're going to say, see, Sam is overstressed. Sam's anxiety is through the roof because he's lying about the inflation. You know what? The government says it's 8.5%, but Sam says it's way beyond that. Right? Sam, he's kind of nuts. He thinks it's way above that. No wonder his anxiety is so high. He believes in these untruths. So now the Truth Ministry of the United States gets involved in the ESG score. Put that with your social score online. Put that with your behavior. Put that with your actions. Put that with your test. Put that with your credit score. Wow. What do you think of that, folks? I don't know how to respond to this. This is a serious threat. And you say, Sam, they're not going to do this mental health evaluation thing. It's just a recommendation for this goofy, whacked out, progressive, liberal, collegiate-backed government departmented whatever. You think so, ladies and gentlemen? You think it'll be nothing, huh? Well, then how come it's been brought up over the last 20 years? How come they've been preparing for this before the pandemic, before COVID even, but they claim it's COVID and all these other factors that are, well, they've created inflation. They've created the COVID. They've created all these factors that then rise your, whatever you want to call it, your stress level, your anxiety level, your whatever, right? They're engineering this as a false flag. But once they get enough Americans to believe in this mental health evaluation, then they'll back into controlling it with the ESG. Right? Think about that, folks. The inflation rate's about 17% if you calculate it the way the government did in 1980. The impact on the average retiree is not just dramatic. It is shocking. Wow. This is no longer just a prediction of what might happen in the future, folks. This is upon us right now. It's getting worse by the day, too, right? This isn't something that's just like, oh, no problem. But you be aware of this ESG thing because I'm telling you that's where it's headed. That will be the yardstick, if you will. That will be the yardstick or the way that they'll start to measure your health evaluation. ESG, they will develop for you an environmental, social and governance overview framework, and you'll get a credit score based on that, and your whole life then will be regulated by that. Hang tight. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your ESG score? What is your ESG credit score? Right? ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Overview Framework. ESG scores are a social credit system designed to transform society. They want to transform society with this. And they're going to use this mental health evaluation as the way to force this upon us. China is already doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that? China's already doing this stuff. This isn't like a maybe, right? This is happening in the communist nation of China, and it's coming to you. Right? China is becoming the test bed for the world on this stuff. Yeah, they say China's at a crossroads. Yeah, what about a heavily centralized government using this to control the economy? Yeah, and these banks and these companies are backing into this ESG as their guide. But it all comes down to this panel recommending an anxiety screening for all Americans. They say under 65. If you're over 65, you're probably, well, they don't care about you. You might as well die. Under 65, we're going to check your mental health state. And then, you know, understand, that's the first step. Right? That's the first step, so to speak. This is really scary, folks. This isn't just something to play with. These people are serious, and they're evil, right? I don't even know where to go with the rest of this. Sidney Powell literally talks about free will or free speech. Sidney Powell wrote this September the 19th, and I think it directly relates to what we're talking about here. Sidney Powell, I believe, is a great attorney and does a great job. Now, I know she got beat up in the mainstream press, but I believe that it's pretty much propaganda that attacked her. Okay, it's not the truth. She did a great job. She had a lot of evidence and a lot of truth on her side, but she didn't get a fair shake in the media. But she writes this article, Free Will and Free Speech. Dear Patriots, she says, there are two things that the left fears. That's free speech and free will. The free expression of ideas is the way she puts it, and doing what you want to, whatever's in your best interest. And that's what this ESG is designed to shut down. Many people in the country are fighting daily to protect and save these basic freedoms. When leftist cities continue to force people to get a completely worthless injection in an effort to work, and when there's no science to back this up or support this idea, it's a serious problem, she says. 850 more unvaxxed New York teachers fired for not complying with the mandate, even though Biden says that the COVID pandemic's over. The city Department of Education has axed another 850 teachers and classroom aides, bringing the total to more than 2,000 employees fired because they won't comply with the vaccination mandate that over and over and over has been rejected. About 1,300 Boeing employees. They have to show proof or they are deemed to have, quote, voluntarily resigned. Of those staffers, they say 450 got a shot by the deadline and are returning to their previous schools and or locations. In all, New York City has fired more than 2,600 municipal workers that aren't fully vaccinated. But now a Manhattan judge just ruled that an unvaccinated NYPD officer, well, they ruled that this guy can't be fired because they didn't entertain his legitimate religious exemption request. Now people are defending Americans in the armed services like Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, and others that are doubling down and getting courts to agree with, hey, you can't force this on everyone. Quietly, you ask, why is this done quietly? Sidney Powell wisely brings up. U.S. Marine Corps quietly adopts punishments for refusing COVID-19. Yeah, there's a two-month battle, and the Marines got, or the judge sided with the Marines. The Marine Corps will not enforce any order to force COVID vaccinations. We will not have any retaliation against their religious exemptions. Anyway, it's a great, great article by Sidney Powell. It's a huge First Amendment discussion here, folks. And really, I think that the title of Sidney Powell's article really, in my opinion, highlights something very important. Free will and free speech. Sidney Powell, think about free will and free speech. Why do I bring this up on the heels of this ESG discussion? Because I believe that the ESG scores, a social credit system, will have a purpose of trying to transform society. Your free will and your free speech are at stake in this battle. Right? That's why it's so important. That's why we need to discuss it. Right? This is serious. Where do we go with these discussions? Right? Where do we go with these kind of discussions? Because you and I are powerless to stop them. Right? You and I are powerless to stop them right now. The more we stand up, it seems like the more they just call us terrorists or the more they attack us. You'll get people in jail. You'll get 87,000 more IRS agents on the beat. This is serious. And they're going to shove this ESG agenda down your throat because they love environmental, social, and governance. Are you defying governance? Are you anti-government? Are you socially inappropriate? Offending people with your religious rhetoric? Offending people with your denial of the multigender, whatever we want to call the new matrix? Are you one of those, you know, environmental deniers? So environmental and social, they're literally putting this all together, and they know full well that environmental and social relates to everything. Because if they can blame it on the environment, they can shut you down and control you. I mean, after all, the whole world depends on it, and you can't be a bad actor on the environmental stage destroying it for everybody else, you see. But otherwise, they'll take the social tact, which is, you know what? You're mentally ill. No wonder your stress is through the roof. No wonder you've got anxiety just off the chart. Because you know what? You're socially not complying with governance guidance. That's the problem. This is scary, folks, what we're really seeing here. This is really, really, really scary. And I know people would be kind of like, Sam, you're making a big deal out of nothing. I don't think so. I don't think that I'm soft-pedaling this or bringing it up in a way that is unrealistic. Now, folks, I don't know where to go with this because I don't know what we the people can do to stop it. We have, in my mind, literally, I don't know what word to use for this, but we have literally kind of backed away to the point where we've let too much go by. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Headline says Trump's brash style and confrontational personality are at least as important as his politics. Tom Clermontstein wrote this, and he is part of, he's chairman of the conservative Claremont Institute think tank. Okay, that's what he told the Daily Caller News Foundation. And so he goes on to this big old rant, if you will, about, hey, you have got to take action, and Trump is taking action. So he compares it to the people on the Flight 93 who stormed the cockpit. And he's saying, we have got to take action like Trump is right now to save ourselves. This perspective has been echoed by others affiliated with the national conservatism movement that Trump helped expose the problems that we're facing. He highlighted to us that we're in a war and we need to smoke out the rats. We need to shift our focus to meet the present moment. So they're saying Trump showed us how to do this. Trump showed us we're in a war. And he smoked out the rats. The media, as we now know it, is corrupt. We knew it was biased. But now we know it's absolutely corrupt, he continues. We now know the intelligence agencies, which we thought were the good guys, well, now we know they're corrupt. We're fearful of being called racists. Trump is not. And it goes on and on and on. It's a great article. But I think it highlights something that we need to understand. I'm not super excited to go down the Trump road, as this guy's calling for, because I believe Trump's part of the deep state. You can say, Sam, you're crazy. You know, you can attack me all you want to. Go ahead. I got big shoulders and a thick. I can take it. But Trump's brash style and confrontational personality are just as important as his politics. Now, I agree. I think Trump's done a lot of good waking people up, folks. But remember, I've been telling people about the media way before Trump even ever walked down the escalator. When Trump was hanging out with liberals like Bill Clinton and Hillary and family, I was showing us that we're in a war, that we've got to smoke out the rats. The media, we now know, is corrupt. We knew it was biased, but now we know it's absolutely corrupt. I was highlighting this before Trump ever even walked down the escalator, folks. Remember, I'm the guy that gives a he who owns the media takes center stage presentations, right? And he who owns the media makes the rules. I'm that guy, right? So I get it. Let's not be deceived. Beware of this ESG thing. It's time for Americans to start to stand up. This sitting idly by in the culture war will not work anymore, folks. We've already waited too long. Now, they'll tell you that I'm pushing for violence. They lie. I'm pushing for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we can do it, ladies and gentlemen, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, replete with its checks and balances. We can turn to God Almighty and repent. Those are the answers. Remember that Jesus Christ lives. And because he does, you can live and have liberty too. God save the Republic of the United States of America.